Blog Talk Radio.
Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, June 17th. And I just want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. If you have a question or a comment, you can call us at 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. I'm so excited tonight because we are speaking with Corey and Cheryl of Makeup Artist Magazine. This coming weekend, next weekend, will be IMATS 2012 in Los Angeles, and this will be my sister and I's 11th year attending the show, so we're excited again, as we are every June, about this show. And so we just wanted to speak with Corey and Cheryl about what's all the buzz about, ladies. What's it all about, the buzz for IMATS 2012? What can we expect?
I guess it depends on who you talk to. I mean, Corey and I both deal with different parts of the show. So I hear a lot about the different people who are coming to the show. Urban Decay took out a bigger booth. You know, Inglot is always a favorite. We have, we opened up a whole new extra exhibit hall. So there's more exhibitors. So from the shopping and all the great things that are going to be there, you know, that's super exciting. And then I'll let Corey talk a little bit about some of the educators and who's going to be talking.
Yeah, for educator lineup, I mean, we start Friday with our two master classes, which still have tickets available. So that's either with Stila Cosmetics or with Neil Gorton from Millennium Effects in Great Britain. So he's flying over to LA to do a special class. And then over the weekend, our keynote speakers are huge. We have Rick Baker, 7-time Oscar winner who just finished, Make Men in Black 3. And then Kabuki, who is a sort of a runway phenomenon editorial artist. And he'll be doing a unique creation on the IMAT stage. And then a lot of great artists in between the keynote speakers, lots of panels, and just some great stuff for everybody.
Wonderful. And those two classes that you mentioned on Friday, they had limited seating. Is that correct?
That's correct. The Stila class had about 20 seats maximum, so I think we have maybe half that left. And then the Neil Gorton class is even smaller, but there still are a few tickets left. So, if you're interested in either one, I'd say get your tickets soon.
Yeah, you can just go to the website, to imaps.net. And under education, you can look at each of those two classes come, at an additional price tag in addition to the regular IMATS tickets. So they can just go online and get all the information for that at imats.net.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Now, Saturday is sold out, if I remember seeing that correctly. And so there's still tickets available for Sunday.
There are. And those are going quickly, too. So I
would recommend by Saturday they'll be sold out.
Yeah, last year we had a few available on Saturday for Sunday, but we're ahead of the curve this year. So I would be surprised if we'll be selling anything at the door. So
right.
If you think you want to come to the show, don't wait. We hate to have people disappointed when they get there.
Yeah.
Right. Why do you think this particular show is so big. I mean, you know, every year there are lines wrapped around the building. And it just keeps growing.
It does. Yeah. And, you know, I've been with the show since 2006. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've gone through a lot of changes. But I think that it's just a really great mix of products. It's a really great mix mm-hmm. of speakers. And it's really just a great opportunity for everybody to kind of see what's new. There's lots of product launches, you know, during the show. And, you know, people like you guys are out there getting the word out for us. And I think that, you know, people want to meet their, you know, their YouTube and their, you know, different blog friends that they see online. And I think it's mm-hmm. become a great networking opportunity in addition to the shopping and the education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a, and it's great to see. I mean, I think, gosh, Corey, what year was it where there was that one YouTube video where they were all standing in the circle saying hi to each other?
I think after our 2009 show, I was going to say, since 2009, we've really expanded our social networking presence, like with Facebook mm-hmm. and Twitter. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're seeing a lot more beauty bloggers talking about us. And so I think there's been a mixture of the professional artists, which we always have there, and then also the sort of up-and-coming artists that you might see doing beauty blogs, but they're young
right.
and they're just wanting to learn about the industry. And I think also there's been more mainstream coverage of makeup, like the show Face
mm-hmm.
Off.
Right.
Yeah, that's in their second season, or I just finished their second season. We're going to have another panel with them, the artists from that show. So there seems to be a good mixture of, you know, we try to cater to everybody with the professionals and the stuff that's getting the mainstream attention.
Right. Right. Quick question about IMAX. New York. How is I wasn't able to attend the New York show this year. I was really hoping to, but because of work, I wasn't able to do it. But I did attend last year, the first show in New York. How do you feel, or do you feel that there are any differences between the LA and the New York show and what artists can expect to see?
I guess, I mean, to me, the difference is, you know, it's a bit different product mix. It's a bit, you know, the LA show is our most established show. So
mm-hmm.
it comes, you know, it's a bit different, but our New York show has really taken off leaps and bounds. We were able to launch Kabuki there, which was a huge draw. And I think the caliber of speakers, I think it's a different mix of people. It's a different mix of exhibitors there. It's more runway and fashion. We're working on,
right.
you know, really trying to get, you know, the character makeup there. But it's a different group, and it has a whole different vibe. The building is very
mm-hmm.
Sleek, and it's a pier. And so you just have a whole different feel. It was a great show. We sold out for Saturday as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
before the show started. So I think, you know, it's just a different product mix. And I think that, you know, Corey, what do you think? Do you have any?
Yeah, I think definitely what you said is growing. And the thing to keep in mind that I see a lot of people say is like, oh, you know, I saw the exhibitor list for this other IMAX, but it's not as big as LA. Well, like Cheryl said, that's our, you know, our biggest show, our first show.
Right.
So it's well established. So I'd like to just tell people, keep in mind that these other shows are still growing because they're newer.
Right.
And they can only grow up. And I think with New York, it's just the East Coast has been waiting to get our show out there. And
mm-hmm.
so it's just, you know, becoming more and more popular.
And
no, I know
Afterglow,
my sister has a couple of... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, the opportunities to network, because it wasn't quite as busy on Sunday, were phenomenal. I mean, we saw people that, you know, were able to have, you know, one-on-one conversations with these up-and-coming artists and these educators, where in L.A. they're a bit more busy, a bit more hurried, and so I think that it was a great opportunity. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know my sister has quite a few questions as well, but I just wanted to ask, because I was reading about a month or so ago about the Los Angeles show. That date is going to be changing. Am I correct when I say that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We've been asked for years to flip-flop our London shows to, you know, reflect a warmer time in London. And last year we had our London show. And it was frigid and it was horrible. And it snowed and it was difficult. You know, the venue was difficult and everything else. And so after so many requests and, you know, things kind of fell together a little bit. And so we are going to be announcing, excuse me, that we will be doing our 2013 show in London. Will be in January. It's going to be January 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Oh, but wait.
Okay, so the London show? The L.A. show.
The L.A. show, I'm sorry. The L.A. show.
Oh, okay.
It will be January 18th, 19th, and 20th, and then we're moving London to June 2013.
And so I guess with in L.A., the weather is not so bad in January, so it's not a big deal, I guess, to move the L.A. show to January like it is for London.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we've you know, toyed around with the idea and tried to figure out, you know, what would be the drawbacks and things like that. And I guess, you know, for us, we've had a very well-established and very well-received show in January in London. And so we feel like, you know, London isn't a bad, you know, or January, excuse me, isn't a bad time to host a show. And if anything, you know, we're going to be able to bring in more speakers because it aligns itself with the nominations of the Oscars. And so there'll be a lot of people in town during that time, you know, on the media tours. So we feel like, you know, if anything, we'll have access to more artists in January than in June when they would be working on films.
Gotcha.
Right. That's true. That's so true. Well, you know, when we first read about it, some of us on the East Coast were like, oh, no, you know, like depending on where you live on the East Coast, that may be, you know, a month where we get snow and things like that. And we're like, oh, we won't be able to get, you know, there. But the great thing is that there is an East Coast show in New York, which is in April, which is a great time of year. So that's always an option if you can't make it to L.A. But we will definitely be trying our best to go to L.A. I think it's a great time, like you said, as far as work is concerned. That's a great time to go to a show because you're not, you know, like us right now, like my sister and I, we're only going to be able to come to the Saturday show this year, I mean the show on Saturday, because we have to get right back on Sunday to come back to work on a show on Monday. So,
no, we'll be there Friday as well, though. We'll be there Friday as
well. Yeah, we'll be in town
on
Friday and Saturday, but we won't miss, you know, we'll miss Sunday. But when we've been sitting around thinking about it, though, we're like, you know what? It'll be better to have it in January because then we really won't face, you know, this too much. There's not too many times in January where you are stuck at work.
Right. And it's going to take some getting used to, and it's going to take, you know, a lot of work, too, because we've had this since, you know, 1997 in June. So it's a bit of a... It'll be a paradigm shift for people in their minds and things like that. But I was in Pasadena in January for the Rose Bowl, and it was 89 degrees. So
lovely.
I come from rain, and I'm like, 89 degrees in January? Sign me up. So
lovely.
Yeah, so I'm saying the weather will still be pretty decent. It's just a different time of year. So as long as we can get away from the East Coast, the weather here will be good.
We'll pray for good weather.
Right. So let me ask this question. I do see that Perez Hilton is going to be emceeing a special event, which will be a first for you guys, the Face Awards.
Yeah, Face Awards is a project we're working on with Makeup 411, which is another one of our entities. And NYX is bringing Perez Hilton to be their MC to announce the winner of the Face Awards for them. So we're very excited to have Perez. So
that's gonna be huge.
It will be huge. All right, then it's too bad you guys won't be there on Sunday to meet him.
I know. Oh, don't remind us.
I just want to remind people to get there early to get their seats because you know there is only a maximum number of seating. So. You know, for any class you want to see, make sure you get in there as early as you can.
And
we haven't touched on it yet, but hopefully our new app will help them keep their scheduling in line with that.
Exactly. I'm going through now adding things to my agenda
like, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that. So let me ask you, because now looking at some of the lineup, you know, especially with more beauty artists coming along, and, you know, and the show has grown, because I remember when we first attended the show, there was so much special effects. And so now with all of the beauty coming into play in the show, it's so good to see Rick Baker back at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
I'm really happy about that, and I think he's on Saturday.
No, he's on Sunday, I believe.
Sunday. Oh, God.
Yeah, it'll be Sunday.
But you know what? Are you guys coming Friday, you said?
Yes. Will he be there Friday?
He will be there Friday. He will be there
Friday.
Okay,
great.
So make sure you go into Exhibit Hall 2, because I think he'll be spending the majority of his time in Exhibit Hall 2, which is that new room that we added, which is where our main stage used to be. But it's right off the main Exhibit Hall. Pop in there, come by our booth and have a drink. And meet Rick and visit with him. We're going to have a huge museum. We have a lot of participation this year. And a lot of the character makeup will be housed in that exhibit hall, too. So be sure to come by there.
Yeah,
we'll do that. And I wanted to ask a question, because I've often thought about this over the years. Do you all plan to start a show maybe in Florida? Is that a possibility one day down the road?
I don't know. We're a very small staff, even though it might seem like we're huge. But I think, what do we have, 14 people, Corey? Is that about right?
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, you all can assign one person to a show. One person to a show. We have 14 shows.
Yeah, we have 14 people. We put out 6 magazines, 6 shows, the digital edition, you know, trade show guides, and so we're all spread pretty thin, Olive. At this point, so it's kind of hard to think about having anything else. That would spread us any thinner. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, that's just a thought. Keep it in mind.
Well, let me just say that you all do a very good job. I didn't realize it was only 14 of you, but you all do a wonderful job with these shows. You really do. For it to be only 14 people. So it's really good. Can you clear up something for me? Can you explain the benefits of the Gold Pro Card versus the Pro Card?
Okay. Do you want to take that, Corey? Or do you want me to?
Sure. Or either way, if you want.
Go ahead.
I can listen. Well, on our website, we have on makeupmag.com, you go to /pro, there's a Pro Card button. It lists, we have it broken down. The regular Pro Card, you get a discount, a 15% discount on subscriptions to Makeup Artist Magazine. With the Gold Pro Card, you get 50% discount. And then, so on the website there, it shows you the different benefits. With Gold Pro Cards, it's for people who are represented by an agent, are in the union, and are also working in a professional theater.
Gotcha.
And people who are shop guys who wouldn't have a call sheet or who wouldn't have normal credentials. And to me, the biggest benefit of being a Gold Card member is you get free access to the show.
I love that.
You get into the show, and, you know, no matter what show it is, I mean, if you want to come see us at all 6 shows, you know, carte blanche, we welcome you as our guest.
Love it. Gotcha. Okay. I just wanted to be sure, because I knew when the information first came out, some people, you know, I guess were thinking that they were losing so much as a Pro Card holder, but the benefits are still there. It's just maybe a few extra perks. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're finding that they can get discounts shopping on our website, and it's not, you know, not just a discount on an IMAX ticket, it's other discounts within our online store.
Mm-hmm.
And then on our pro-only nights that they, you know, any pro that has a Pro Card comes into our pro-only night on Friday, and there's tons of discounts and freebies and things like that that our exhibitors are offering as well. So there's, you know, tons of perks about becoming a Pro Card member, period.
Now, let me ask you about the exhibitors at the pro-only nights. Will they all be there, or is it just certain exhibitors?
99% of them. I think I only know one that won't be there.
Okay.
And it's Marty from Hakuhodo. He's trying to get there, but he's having some problems getting his people there. But everybody else,
gotcha.
To the best of my knowledge, will be there and will, you know, be ready to, you know, meet everybody and offer specials and be open for business.
I love that it's from 2 in the afternoon to 6 in the evening.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I love that.
It's kind of the 6 is a soft close. It's not like we're going to start kicking everybody out at 6. But, we have an early show the next morning.
right. That's even better. Because last year at the Pearl Only event, I think it started at like 5 or 6 in the evening last year. And it was so funny because, you know, you're trying to walk around and you're trying to do a little shopping and just get to see everybody, but you end up catching up with all your old friends and, you know,
exactly.
all the vendors, you know, and so it just becomes one big, you know, reunion amongst makeup artists, and you don't accomplish anything but just having a little bit of fun, so it all worked out. But it's nice that it's going to be a little bit earlier, so my plan is to get in there and get a lot of shopping done, but I have a feeling that's not going to work out.
Well, get some shopping done and then just visit. Get a
drink exactly.
and have some fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the goal. Is there anything that you want the listeners to know about this show? Like, if it was anything that you want to say just to get them to come for those who may not be familiar with the show?
Well, I guess to me it's just, you know, beyond the things that we've mentioned, the shopping experience, I mean, you know, you save, you know, 40, 50, 60% off the retail prices of things, is, you know, the education is phenomenal. Check out the website.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to learn something, I mean, we have, I think it's over 45 hours of education if you tally everything up. I mean, and so you can, you know, you can kind of immerse yourself and not spend a penny beyond the cost of the ticket. But, you know, the networking, if you're a professional, come to the Afterglow. We do an Afterglow Saturday night right there next door at the Sheraton. Bring your portfolio, you know, and show people. I mean, these are people, they're agents. There are people who are looking. You know, we've had Afterglows that Howard Berger in London, he was literally hiring people on the spot. Nick Dudman, you know, who did Harry Potter, was hiring people. So it's a great opportunity for you to, you know, get your work out there, show people what you do, and just, you know, have some fun. It's not as intimidating. Our student competition this year will be phenomenal. And, you know, be sure, you know, on Saturday and Sunday to stop by the Open Forum stage when we do the student competition. They're going to be doing the actual, the stages in Hall 2 during, you know, all weekend. So, you know, the students will be preparing their makeup in Hall 2. Pop in there. It'll be a bit more relaxed. It won't be the same frenzy as Hall 1. So, you know, just explore the show. But, you know, it's not like you have to have really deep pocketbooks to come to the show and still come out with, you know, more vast knowledge than you entered with.
Yeah. I kind of disagree. Yeah, you don't know me and my crew. We like to buy everything we see. So.
Oh, that's so funny.
A couple things I wanted to mention. You know, we've kind of touched on it. Is our new iMat mobile app. If you go to imats.net, you'll see a button for it, and we just launched it last week, so that'll really help people plan out their schedules of classes and shopping. But then another exciting feature is exhibitor specials, so you can look on there and see which booth is going to offer more discounts and go to that booth. And then with Exhibit Hall 2, we have a whole page to tell you the things that are in there. A couple exciting things is that Adobe Systems is going to have a photo booth set up where they'll photograph makeup artists' work and give you a good printout of that work. And then they'll also incorporate some sort of, you know, animal creature with green screen. And they're going to be giving away the CS6 each day of the conference. So that's kind of exciting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I'm excited to. I wanted to check that out.
Yeah, and we'll have
giving it away.
And we'll have a lot of demos going on in our Makeup Artist Magazine booth with Barry Cooper, who's done Star Trek and Alien, and Todd McIntosh, who was department head for, I believe, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Torchwood, and then Bruce Fuller of Legacy Effects. So we'll have some great demos going on all weekend in the booth there, too.
Great.
And people great. Also, one last thing is people can also check out our digital edition. We'll have that in the booth all weekend, and people can touch it and feel it and look on it, you know, in a tablet versus an iPad, and, you know, kind of see if it's for them, because we definitely will have both, you know, a print edition available as well as a digital edition.
Yeah.
And so the digital edition is new, correct?
It is. Brand new.
It is, yeah.
Brand new, okay.
We're still, I mean, I think on Friday we're still tweaking it, but by showtime it will be perfect. So.
Okay. Yeah, so
we'll
definitely check that out.
With that, we're just waiting on the different app stores to make it available. Like, our end of it is pretty much ready. We're just waiting on the app stores to make it available so that we can put up the subscription information for that.
Okay. And you're pretty much making it available for all smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
For tablet, yeah. It'll be Apple.
Tablet or iPad. Mm-hmm.
And readers, too. What about readers?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, but
cool.
Most
readers are on the Android platform anyway. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Do you have iPad or Android tablet?
I don't have iPad. I have the tablet from BlackBerry, and I have the Nook.
Okay.
So you should be able to download it from the Android store, so you should be good.
Yeah, I will. Cool.
Any questions for us?
Let's see. I think I pretty much asked, because I know you ladies can't stay on the whole time. So I was trying to get
some
basics out.
Okay. One other quick thing I just remembered.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday is Dick Smith's 90th birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And there's a campaign going to get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice.
So at our Makeup Artist magazine booth, we're going to be selling T-shirts with some great artwork of him on the shirt. And all the proceeds from that will go towards the fund to help get his star.
Now, are you only selling those on Sunday?
No. They start going on sale on Friday, and I have a feeling they'll be sold out on Friday. We put them up online on Facebook, and we've had so many people that want them that aren't even able to come to the show, that they're asking their friends that are coming to the show to pick up a shirt for them. So I have a feeling if you're a Dick Smith fan or if you just want to help, you know, raise money for his Hollywood star, that you might want to come by the booth on Friday.
I think I'll be
or
doing
first
that.
First thing Saturday morning and get your shirt.
definitely want to help support that. That will be wonderful.
Yeah. No, what a wonderful man.
Yeah.
And for I'll be tweeting and Facebooking all weekend as long as, you know, possible. And our Twitter thing hashtag that we always try to use is just the pound and then IMAT.
Pound IMAT. Okay. That was my next question. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Pound IMAX. All right. Cool. Well, thank you, ladies, very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, guys. And honestly, you know, be sure to look Corey and I up when you're there.
Yeah, we will.
Love to meet you.
We will. Yeah, we sure will.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to take some calls now from some of our listeners who have been past attendees of IMAT, and we're going to start with Nadra. Hey, lady, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for calling in. How long have you been attending IMAT?
I've been attending 4 years, so this will be my fifth year.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm excited for the classes.
The 4 years that you've attended IMAT, is that one of the biggest things that you go for, are the classes?
the classes and to see the new product.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to see what the product is about and, you know, see what is the, you know, what is the new pro or what's not and, you know, what's going to be where. And it's mostly networking for me. I get to see people I haven't seen in a long time and people I've talked to through social network. And but the classes mm-hmm. are the biggest deal for me.
Right. So let me ask you this. How different are the products? Like, I'm not sure which products you're buying when you go, but how different are the products that you see when you're at IMET than from the products that you may just see, like, at a department store or Sephora or, or any place else?
The products in the regular department store or just a regular cosmetic booth in the department store, they're limited. There might be colors or things that's only pro only, and then when you go there, they have no idea what you're talking about. They have no idea. They don't know what you're talking about. Half the time they'll tell you that, you know, oh, we don't have a pro, we don't have pro discounts, we don't have pro this, and I'm like, okay, thank you. So I usually shop online, but when it comes to the makeup shows, I love going because it's time for me to stock up and see what's new and just get my hands in all the product and see how it feels and how it works.
Right. And I guess because in the department stores and Sephora, everything is pretty much consumer friendly. So they're not, they may, some of them in the back of their minds may know about the pro side of it, but they're not trying to even entertain it because they don't want to give that huge 40% discount or whatever the discount may be. They want to focus more on those people coming in from the mall, you know, and walking in and wanting to buy whatever, you know. So
yeah, whatever.
I think that may be, you know, the issue behind that.
Yeah.
Are there any products in particular, or I don't know, I guess you've checked out the vendor list,
Yeah, I was actually
already
downloading the IMAP app right now.
Okay, so everybody's downloading that app. Well, which is a great thing. I'm sure they would love to hear that. Let me ask you, are there any products in particular that you're looking to get while you're there? And then also, I don't know if you have had time to actually look at the app, but what do you think about this new IMAP app?
Well, I just downloaded it, so this is my first time actually even hearing about it when I was listening in about the app, which is great because I'm always on my phone.
Right.
But I actually look forward to, because I've been lately working with a lot of vibrant colors, so I look mm-hmm. forward to going to OTC. I look forward to going to the vendors that are online wrapped around the corner on Friday. That's my goal, mm-hmm. is to go there because mm-hmm. I don't want to spend in line for 2 hours. So
absolutely.
But I love to see like the new full coverage. I'm not limited to any one brand. I like to venture out and see what products do what.
Right.
Because you have problems, you know, different skin types, you know, coverage and everything like that. So that's my main concern. So I always like to see who has a new full coverage or foundation, you know, lightweight or anything like that.
Mhm. Okay. I know that, you know, like years ago, it used to be MAC, and that would be the one brand where it would, you know, you just have to, not necessarily like long, long lines. It would be a long line, but people just all around the booth, you couldn't get to someone to help you. And then when Matt first started coming to the show, they weren't even selling. They were just displaying their products. And then, mm-hmm. you know, if you really wanted something, they would say, well, you'd have to go over to the Pro Store on Robertson to get it. And then I think the year after that, they, I don't know if it was, they took orders. They took your order and you paid for it, and then, like, the next day you would go over to the Robertson store and pick it up, or it was something like that.
And then after that,
they
started selling.
I remember 1 year they were doing something similar to that, but they were, like, shipping it to you. I don't know if it was MAC or Makeup Forever, one of those. When it was too chaotic, and they were like, oh, we won't take your order, and you pay for it, and you have your receipt, and you they'll mail it to you.
Right.
Which I want my product because I like to, like, you know. So I would just
well,
go to the post store.
I'm very thankful now for this pro only night because, you know, you have brands like, okay, MAC still, and then you have Makeup Forever, NYX, Inglot. It's a lot of brands that are there that people just, you know, they stand in these long, long, long lines. And then on top of it, there are so many people who attend this show that, you know, it's sometimes some areas are so congested, it's hard to get through. So I'm really thankful for the pro-only night so we can go, we can shop, we can ask questions, and it's, you know, it's not all this standing in line, you know, well, and I guess it really depends on how many pros show up. So you never know how long the lines are going to be, but I think it'll be, you know, it will definitely be a better experience. And now that they've extended the hours, like last year I think it was only 2 hours, but it was still a really nice situation. And so now with the extended hours, and I think there's more vendors than before, so we'll have plenty of time to use that time to get, you know, our major stuff done.
And I'm very excited. This will be my first year attending the pro night for Friday because I usually have to work or something. This is my very first time, so I'm very excited. I'll be able to get some shopping done so that I can come back on Saturday and worry about my classes.
Right, exactly. Focus on your classes at that point. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it because it can be very overwhelming when you have to shop and go to classes all at the same time. You'll be on the showroom floor, and then you'll hear an announcement about a keynote speaker, and you're like, oh, I really wanted to go to that, you know, and then you just have to take off and to go back later, you know, so it's kind of good that they have it separate. It's not kind of good. It is good that they have it separate so that you have time to really focus on everything that's going on because there's so much going on at the same time. You have the museum, you have the keynote speakers, then you have your classes, everything, you know, going on, and it's such a big facility. So I'm just excited about that again as well. Is there anything in particular that you would like IMAX to offer that you don't see now?
Well, I noticed when I first started coming, it was more the special effects or more special effects. I know now it's more fantasy, and it's covering a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm looking forward to they're doing the classes that I really want, which is painting. I told you, the body painting, because I'm not a strong face painter or body. I don't know any of that, so I look forward to doing that.
Right.
So I like when they have classes in that's the perk for me because, you know,
mm-hmm.
work and you're not able to take as many classes as you would like to educate yourself. So,
and I'll have to say that, you know, we see a whole lot more beauty influence in this L.A. show than I know when we first started. But I have to say that when we first started, of course, it was, you know, a heavy influence on special effects and television and film. But you know what? That's what it was supposed to be at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And because back then, all of the classes that were being offered, like, around the country, like MAC offered a lot of classes or other people offered classes, and a lot of those classes were beauty, beauty, beauty. No one else was, you know, offering any effects classes, you know, outside of the makeup schools. You know, I'm just talking about, like, you know, MAC and, you know,
mm-hmm.
different people who offer classes. No one was really offering effects classes. So makeup, you know, the makeup show being heavily, you know, focused on film and television and effects, that was perfect. you know, it was perfect. And now as things change, the business change, and you see a lot of the, you know, the social networks working being influenced in the particular in this show, and your you know, YouTube, it's like, you know, they're just keeping up with everything that's happening in the industry, whether we like that or not.
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of us weren't so happy about, you know, this big influx of all these YouTube people, you know, like, who is this? And, you know, why are they even, you know, why do we have people wrapped around the hall or wrapped around the building to see a YouTube guru when Dick Smith just walked through the door? You know, that's what some of us are saying, and nobody turned their head. Nobody even, you know, like, acknowledged them, except
right.
some of us were running over to him wanting to take a picture with him. So, you know, it just goes to show you that the show has something for everyone.
I agree.
It's definitely there for everyone. So I just... For those of you who may be listening who never attended IMATS, that is something that should be on your to-do list as a makeup artist. You know, whether you go to Los Angeles to attend the show, or if you're on the East Coast and you go up to New York, or if you're already in New York, I think that would be a great thing for you to do, is attend that show, because that show is really a show for everyone.
It covers everything.
Definitely everything. Everything. And I know we have Cynthia Jones on the line. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Janice. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
What are you looking forward to? I know you're looking forward to this pro-only day.
Now, you know,
what are you looking
for? I get really, really excited the week of the show, because I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? What I need to get? So, of course, I have my, you know, items on my list of the things I need to replenish in my kit that's low. But then there's some other items that, you know, I heard about or I want to try. I did hear the OCC has a concealer out, and I was like, ooh, want that.
Cynthia, were you on the line when Cheryl said that you don't have to have deep pockets?
Okay, yes, I heard that. And
did you hear my response?
She needs to see me by Sunday afternoon.
That's what I'm saying.
When I'm like, okay, I don't even think I have enough money to eat before I leave. Because I have everything.
Right.
So, my sixth year attending, and I know 1 year, probably my first year, it got so bad I emptied out 2 bank accounts of mine. And I
said,
oh my God, I'll do that again. It was the first year I lost my mind, but I said I will never do that again. I've come close.
You know,
I
it's been so bad. There have been times where I bought everything that I set out to buy, and even some extra stuff, and then, you know, it'll be like the last 15 minutes of the show on Sunday, and I still have money in my pocket, and I'm running around saying, oh, I got to find something else to buy. You know what I mean? Like, I can't let the show go without just having no more money left.
Right.
I know that sounds crazy.
I understand. And it's not like it's things that we always need. It's just, oh, this is something new, or I don't have this already. It's not like we don't have rooms filled with makeup already.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
exactly.
At least you know what my place looks like. Denise keeps trying to get me down to Atlanta to clean out her room, and I know that she will get me down if I get down there.
She's coming with an empty kit to fill it up when she comes to help you clean out your room.
I'm going to need more than an empty kit.
But listen, tell the listeners what you like about the classes at IMATS, because I think that's one of the biggest things. I mean, I know we're talking about products and things that we love and want to buy, but talk a little bit about the classes, because that's important.
Well, I like the classes because even though you have different companies talking, they may be talking about a particular brand or how they may apply makeup or whatever, I appreciate everyone's different take on how it is that they view makeup application, because we all have different views. And, you know, you can always learn, like, oh, I never thought that, I never tried that, and so you can grab other artists' tips, and I appreciate that they're not ashamed or too prideful to share some of their tips. So I really appreciate that. You know, the open question time, you can always, you're free to ask questions in the class. I appreciate that. I really do. Because, I mean, I don't think one artist knows it all, so we can always learn and glean from other artists.
You know, I enjoy the fact that, you know, it's a very reasonable ticket price. You know, they offer tickets where you can just pay for just to go in the showroom and shop, but then they offer tickets also like a combined package deal, you know, where you shop and you attend classes. But it's like, and I'm not really sure how much the ticket price is now, but it's an awesome deal, a great price where you can go and attend any class that you want. You know, if you could be in three or four places at a time, that would have been great. But you can attend any class that you want and, you know, and still be able to go in and shop just about almost every product line that you can think of is there. But the great thing that I like about this show is that it's not, I mean, you have the major product lines. You know, you're going to have your Inglot, you're going to have your MAC and your Makeup Forever and, you know, all your others. But the thing that I like about this show is that there are going to be some products there that you've never heard of, and even some stores there that if you didn't go to the makeup shows that, you know, you probably wouldn't have access to some of these, you know, vendors.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I like, because it introduces, you know, you to so many products that you just never even heard of. And the thing about the show, it's an international show. So you have vendors from other countries, like, you know, even countries from where they have some of their other shows, you know. So you get exposed to, you know, just so much. So that's why I say it's a great show to attend at least once, if you haven't attended, to attend at least once, whether it's New York or whether it's Los Angeles or even Toronto or Vancouver or wherever. If you want to go to London, you know, if you want to go to Australia, that's fine too. But I just think it's a great show to attend just to get that experience, because not only are they all over the world with the show, but then people from all over the world even come to this show here in Los Angeles.
Right. And, I mean, and you build lasting relationships. I mean, that's how I met you guys years ago with the first year that I went. And, you know, we've been friends ever since, you know.
Yep.
Acting crazy and...
I mean, you know,
famous show and tell, Cynthia.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, wait.
But, you know, the thing about this show is that, especially since, you know, it was in June, we were talking about earlier with when the date's going to change, but this has been like our annual thing, you know.
Right.
Even if we can't meet up, you know, when we're living in the same state, we'll definitely see each other in June, you know what I mean? So, so that's one thing that I really like about it. That's one thing I'm going to miss about it being in June. But
we'll find another spot. We could probably do Toronto or something, or, you know.
Oh, yeah, we're going to still make it happen one way or another.
Right.
Definitely going to be, you know, one way or another. But, yeah, so, I mean, we just wanted to bring Makeup Artist Magazine on just to talk about the show and get, you know, questions answered and just give the information so that people will know what to expect for those who are attending the show. And then we just wanted to have a few people call in and just talk about what they like about the show and talk about their, you know, experiences. And, you know, like we're talking about, we have this show and tell that we always do because, you know, we're talking about how we meet up in L.A. to go to the show, but when it comes to the shopping, sometimes we don't even see each other. We don't even see each other until we might.
Where are you?
Yeah, we may wind up in the same, you know, class or something, but sometimes when it comes to shopping, we don't even see each other. So we always do our annual show and tell, which is great because sometimes you may pick up something that we may not have seen, and then we run back and get it the next day or something like that. So it's always a good time. Nature, we have to get you in the little group. She's going to be coming. this is your fifth year, right?
Yes.
And Cynthia, this is your sixth year?
Yeah.
Your sixth year, okay.
I have to meet you, I guess, Friday.
Yes, I will.
Well, you know what, I think you met her last year.
Did we meet her last year? Yeah, we did
the dinner afterwards, after the Friday night.
Oh, when we went out to dinner.
Oh, yeah, we sat right across from each other.
Okay.
Yes. Mhm. So you all have met. You probably just, when you see each other, you'll know.
Yeah, we'll remember.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the Friday event because I don't like lines. It just reminds me of Christmas time, and I don't like shopping on Christmas time. All my Christmas shopping is online. So
right.
I really appreciate the pros-only event.
Yeah.
Where we can feel appreciated and, you know.
You can hear yourself talk.
Very exciting.
So then, the vendors aren't overwhelmed, you know, so they'll be able to spend time answering your questions, which is great. And that's the thing that I love about this show. They find a way to make it all work out. That's what I really love. Cause, I mean, you know, makeup shows are fun and they're exciting and, you know, you get to see your other makeup friends and take pictures of all this fabulous work and all this fabulous makeup. But it's also a time to learn. And like Cheryl was saying, you know, the networking is huge. So it is a time for us to have fun, but it's also a time for us to do what we need to do for ourselves as makeup artists.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we joke about spending a lot of money on products, but, you know, it's getting there and getting the necessary products and tools that we need for that next job. You know, learning that one extra technique that we didn't know before, you know, and that's why I say, you know, when you come to the show, it's really worth just buying that ticket that covers the classes and the showroom. You know, because I just think that it's such a great show. I think it's a waste sometimes just to, well, for me, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but just for me, it would be a waste for me just to buy a ticket to go and shop. Though I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but, you know, but it would be a waste. Yeah, you know, I just because it's so much education that I just feel like you should be taking advantage of that.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you, ladies, for calling. I know Lorinda, she's in the chat room, and this is going to be her very first IMAT. So I know they've been chatting and saying a couple things in the chat room, but I hope she has a really great first IMAT experience. You may be a little overwhelmed, Lorinda, because it's so much there. I mean, it's so much there, but you'll have fun, and it'll be an experience, and I'm sure it'll be something that you would want to do again. So it'll definitely be worth your trip from, I believe, Houston. So we look forward to
coming from Houston.
Okay, so we look forward to meeting you there. Anybody else have anything else they want to share?
I think that's it.
Everybody. All right.
Can't wait to see you, ladies.
I know. I can't wait.
And so have a safe flight, Lorinda and Cynthia.
Yes.
Both have a safe flight. We'll be working on Thursday and getting out of here Thursday night. So Cynthia, we probably won't see any of you until Friday. So.
Well, you know where I'll be. Just give a buzz when you get in.
Right.
Maybe up while we're on Easter
time. So, yeah, we'll get in late Thursday night, but we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to coming back, not next Sunday, because we'll be flying back to Atlanta next Sunday, so there won't be a show, but we'll be looking forward to bringing you guys a lot of feedback from this show. Also, a lot of great interviews from the show, and a lot of great artists that we'll try to bring on that we've met or that we booked.
And also on July 1st, when we do come back to Beauty Talk on that Sunday, that's our favorite thing show. So be sure to tell all your friends about it and join us on that show, because we're going to have some great giveaways from some really good companies. So please make sure you join us on that show. Philly Farm, I believe, is giving away something, and Fabba TV is giving away a membership. So please, you know, join us in the chat room on the phone line.
You spoke about face and body painting, so
yeah,
you
so
may want
to. We're going to try to figure out how we're going to go about, you know, giving those things away. But just please make sure you join us. I'm not going to tell any more about who's giving away what, but just make sure you join us, because we will have quite a few giveaways. So just make sure you're there somewhere. But to make it fair, I think you'll have to be on the phone line or the chat room. So you'll have to be listening to the show somehow, but you have to be logged into the chat room with your name or whatever hashtag or however you want to be identified, your handle or whatever you call it. You have to be logged in, and then or you'll be, you know, listening on the phone line. I think the last few times we had a big giveaway, I think with the brushes, some people were upset, because some people who weren't normal Beauty Talk listeners, but they heard about the giveaway. I think they came on and they were new to the chat room or something, and they won, and they started guessing, and they were one of the winners, and some people got upset. So to avoid that, we want people to be, you know, to come on and log on into the chat room and join us on the phone line, and those will be the two areas where we will give away products.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. So, again, thank you, ladies, for calling and sharing, and we will see you this coming weekend. So everybody, just continue to be beautiful and blessed, and have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.